I got pleurisy. I was in such pain, and of course there was no medication. And my mother would go to the front where the kitchen was, and she would try to get something, an aspirin, something for me. They beat her up, and they beat her up, and she kept going back. She got some food. Then there was a woman who felt sorry for her, a Russian woman who worked in the kitchen, and she would give mother some potatoes or something. So she would bring it to me. If not for my mother, I wouldn't have survived. They used to ask people to come and carry the steel containers of the soup, what they call soup, like a slop, from the front of the kitchen to the end, which was like 30 blocks, and mud. And mother would volunteer so she can get a little extra soup for me. Anyhow, so they had a place they called the ambulance, which was like a block that was supposed to be a hospital, but they called it the ambulance. And the woman in charge was my aunt's best friend. She was a doctor. And she knew who I was. So she put me in a cot. It was wonderful. It was like heaven. Single cot and a blanket and food, some kind of food like rice and stuff, like potatoes. And Mengele would come to check on, to see who is it. She would hide me. And one day she said to my mother, take her home. I was still sick. Take her home today. So I said, I don't want to go. My mother said it's much better here. You got to go and don't ask any questions. Well, that night, we heard a lot of screaming. And that night they emptied the ambulance on trucks and into the gas chamber. Now, she couldn't tell everybody to leave. But this is how I survived. People ask, how on earth did you survive? So anyhow, so life went on. We worked. See, I have arthritis on my fingers. We used to thick rubber like this, cut rubber into strips and roll it into balls. I don't know what the heck they did with it, what they used it for. But the scissors were so dull that my fingers were bleeding from, you know, and my mother was cutting for me and her. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And of course, we were observed all the time by the SS, so you couldn't goof off or anything like this. Well, anyhow, mother used to go down to the kitchen, get beaten up, and come back and bring me stuff all the time. And also with this going to the shower and living under this threat of God knows what's going to happen tomorrow and not having enough food to eat. And it was miserable until, well, we got there in April, and in January we heard gunshot and the Russians were coming.